Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, January 2nd, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. To show our deep appreciation for your continued support, we have decided to throw together a best of Alex Jones rants show for you. In this first segment, you're going to see Alex rant about the fake bin Laden killing, Kim Jong-un, the caller who says Alex says literally way too much, and the uncontrollable laugh.
Everything is awesome. Everything is fantastic when you're part of a team. Everything is wonderful when you're part of the dream. I told you 4 years ago that they would let Al-Qaeda, renamed all these other names, Khorasan, IS, ISIS, ISIL, to confuse you, because the paradigm broke last year. The military knows the players. And all the fake bin Laden killings, now they say the Turk is dead. Another ace card in the deck of bad guys has been taken out by Barack Obama, who fights Muslim extremists worldwide on 7 continents and 2 oceans and 5 seas, as well as on Mars, the Moon, and Pluto. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's the super-duper president who can do anything. He'll save the Earth from climate change. He'll save the Earth from racism. He'll save the Earth from the pesky Muslim extremists. He's Barack H. Obama. He'll also save the Earth from returning veterans, the Tea Party, and those pesky gun owners. Barack H. Obama. Who loves you and who do you love? Barack H. Obama, our Lord and Savior. To quote Jamie Foxx.
And our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Barack Obama. Y'all stand up right now.
Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Maine. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Would you please stop saying literally every 2 seconds?
Literally.
Literally this, literally that.
I do say it too much. Most talk show hosts go,
Literally.
Literally. Well, the fun part about it is we don't screen your phone calls, so people can call in and say whatever they want and do whatever they want. Literally. You can literally. Listen, I listen to my show sometimes literally for an hour and have to turn it off because I don't like all my ticks and all my issues. I try my best. I've said that many times. Sometimes I hear my show, and it sounds like the most powerful talk radio I've ever heard. Other times, it sounds like a monkey doing you-know-what with a football. So I hear you, and let's just have a big round of boos for Alex Jones. Turn the mic on. Boo! It's horrible. Now, we're literally going to go to break in exactly 32 seconds. And then literally a few minutes after that, I hear you. When I say literally, I mean I'm not kidding. I mean literally. Literally. All right, now I'm being obnoxious. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un misses shrine visit. Oh, a shrine to that pile of stinking skulls and dehumanization and those zombies with their souls sucked out, those poor North Koreans. I mean, my God, if we need any reason to oppose the giant state and the collectivists, North Korea is writ on the wall in fiery, flaming letters. It screams out like another fire on the hill, the watchtower ablaze, that this is not where we want to go. He's been gone for over a month, hasn't been seen since September 3rd. We have a video clip on that I want to play. As they sit there with straight faces going, and the brass feels bad being purged. Twits, the military over there, parasites on their own people, in just a sycophantic narcissist system. That's Hollywood everything. It's like wanting to hang out with Hollywood stars, I now realize. I was never really into it, but no one would, I guess, know this unless they'd been around it. And that's the whole illusion for people. It's like the Matrix. Would be like this total narcissist, so disconnected he thought Dennis Rodman was cool. And then they would sit around with top leaders as he smoked cigarettes, watching basketball games. I mean, bizarro, Twilight Zone on PCP. Just, this is hell. I mean, a real red-blooded man. I don't care what color you were. Can you imagine giving 100 Kim Jong-ils a club? and getting in a warehouse locked up with them. And you had a club, which you could do to 100 Kim Jong-uns. I mean, just the fact that it's just screaming failure, screaming weakness. And then we look at our enemies, MSNBC, Obama, the globalist, all these UN people. They're all the same. They're Kim Jong-un wannabes. They're nobodies. No one wants them. No one loves them. They have no power. They have no energy. They have no soul. They have no renaissance. They have no lightning. They are complete pathetic maggots. Absolutely trying to strangle human beauty, strangle human competition, strangle our mission to colonize space, strangle our mission to ascend into what God has planned for us. These people cannot rule over us, cannot control us, and should not exist. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we are on the verge of the new renaissance. We are on the verge of so much good. If we just realize that they've taken over the churches, they've taken over the culture, they have literally poisoned the society, so crones like Hillary Clinton, punchupdrugsreport.com, look at that ugly, evil, I mean ugly spiritually, ugly, evil witch, and realize, is that maggot meant to dominate us? Are we meant to be her slave? No!
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
Excuse me. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that I am so excited about this, because if you realize we have them sneaking around in secret meetings with the plan to register the guns, to confiscate them, to violate the civil rights of all Americans. This is civil right, like not letting black people vote or not, you know, all the rest of it. They want to steal your right to defend yourself. They literally want you domesticated. They want to dehorn you, declaw you. This is what they think. And you've got to realize it and take it personal.
Vice President Biden and I had a meeting with a group of technology people and talked about how guns can be made more safe by making them either through fingerprint identification, the gun talks to a bracelet or something that you might wear, how guns can be used only by the person who is lawfully in possession of the weapon.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. Okay. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
I don't want that man to have a gun. I wouldn't feel comfortable having an argument with him in his home.
North, south, east, and west of the Pecos.
42,000 pairs, 6X for the illegal aliens from south of Mexico that bus up on a train every day. To understand, folks, you could wear this. I could wear this as a onesie, okay? I could wear this as a leotard. I mean, Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we're being invaded by South American walruses. That's ridiculous. The government is shipping in 42,000 people. They're bigger than Jabba the Hutt. This country is so screwed up, man. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but it's reaching a proportion. If you're a radio listener, you can't see them. Oh, my God, look at this. Oh, God. I don't think I've ever laughed this hard on air. Oh, my God. It's so ridiculous.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I could see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, we all know that some of Alex's favorite things to rant about are dumbass trendies, the mainstream media, and Obamatron.
Do you think that the globalists want you to go to college or you to have a future? They're going to end it all in a planned dark age. And you're now seeing the beginning of the controlled collapse. And we predicted they'd do it through border implosion. We didn't predict. It's in the BAMP Canada secret meeting Judicial Watch sued and got. 2007. Endgame. Blueprint. Global enslavement. It's free on YouTube. Go watch it. Watch Bush admit we'd already merged with the EU in 2007 on C-SPAN. It's already happened. They had microphones hanging up in public 25 years ago. Chicago's now announcing it. Don't you understand the magnitude? I'm right. I'm correct. I've done the research. I know what I'm talking about. I don't like being right. I wish I was wrong, but I'm correct. They hate your success. They hate your strength. They hate your passion. They hate the fact you love God. They hate the fact that they don't have a monopoly of weapons so they can have their way with us, like Kim Jong-un and the demonic coteries of little demons that encircle him.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube, he had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into.
I just got called racist by MSNBC, and I wasn't hurt that they called me names myself. I was hurt that they were so evil, that they were such a pack of willful crooks preying on America with their trendy, non-threatening voices and ironic glasses, all meant by PSYOP generals to annihilate this country.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
The TSA has a thankless job enforcing procedures we all tolerate through gritted teeth, a popular target.
No kidding. Who else wants a job groping men, women, and children all day?
Among some anti-government activists, the agency embodies a federal government that's too invasive.
You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers, and you bastards are probably going to end up killing me one day?
Hate speech. Now Facebook is apologizing for allowing it worldwide. But can anything be done to stop the hatred, which is directly linked into the IRS Tea Party scandal?
Is Alex overreacting, or is the 9/11 connection relevant?
Right. I think it's an overreaction, but also you're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Must
citizens.
Must be classified.
What? No, what evidence do you have to support any of that?
Well, Gulf of Tonkin is very, very well documented.
In every tragedy, the InfoWars Alex Jones world thinks they see a conspiracy.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's kind of like the guru, the king of the conspiracy theorists. Mm-hmm. And he's been on the air since day one saying that this is a job by the FBI. It's a false flag job. You heard the reporter.
Alex Jones should be disqualified from participating in Republican Party politics. His crackpot theories shouldn't prompt actual hearings in Congress, and they shouldn't inspire actual legislation in Congress, and you shouldn't do a money bomb on his show when you are running for Congress. Do not fundraise on this theater of the absurd by showing yourself to be one with this guy. Really.
I think that this internet stuff with this access now that mm-hmm. people have has made more crazy people. Because people who are borderline crazy now go in there and become
crazy.
Well,
you can get your crazy opinion heard. And this guy's on 60 stations, AM, FM. He's on the internet, and he's got a lot of followers. He's got a big website. Yeah. He's considered legit among the crazies.
What you're seeing here is the human spirit refusing to submit. I am crazed and raged against them. I am sending out the call as a siren to warn people that their humanity and their free will is under attack. And by the most pathetic scum that you'd ever just see them for one moment and ever just realize what they are for one moment. They could be swept aside and a true renaissance could begin that is unbelievably incredible. I just can't put up with these crooks anymore. And that's what they are. A bunch of arrogant, crazed people in our face. I mean, there's got to be 20 videos of Democratic operatives on television saying they're going to screw us and laughing at us. Zuckerberg calling us dumb effers. Listen, pal, I'm not a dumb effer. And I don't like you. That's what all of this is about. And George Orwell, a.k.a. George Orwell, Eric Blair, who was a top PSYOP officer in OSS, who before that was an Imperial Secret Police officer, who before that was a deep cover OSS communist infiltrator. He gave it away in an allegory, the parable of 1984, when Winston is tearing his teeth out with pliers, has been torturing him for several months. He said, listen, I could have just killed you. It's about breaking your soul and having you be delusional because you were a great man, Winston. And it's about our cult of power annihilating goodness and humanity and justice and truth. We're going to stomp you to hell. Nothing will stop the satanic total release. That's their spirit. That's what I want you to have is control of your own destiny. That's all I want. And I want to be able to have control of my own passion and to be what I really am. Let's go to that clip.
Only fitting that a free scream should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
Orwell was completely freaked out about it when he finally, as even a high-level officer, clicked to it all when he was brought into the Fabian Socialist. And they said, man, we're Satan worshippers, bro. We're gonna kill. The plan is mass death, Hellraiser, black uniforms, burning cities, and finally burning the earth to a crisp. I know your mustache is cool. You got little gold frame glasses. You scare me so bad. If you think you're going to intimidate me, you better check again, because you got the wrong person. You scare me. Scum! Scum! All right, I'm going to stop right there. Oh, it makes me sick, and I'm going to have to watch them when they blow up some federal buildings, prance around the very murderers as my savior, and all the cowards out there begging the government, even proctology exams on the side of the highway. Now it's in the news. Yeah, school gives you shots without permission. You need a form to go to the zoo or the planetarium, a permission slip, but if you want an abortion or a flu shot, we ain't asking mommy or daddy nothing because your kids belong to the state, and the state loves you. I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
He pits his strength, his courage, and his fabulous sun sword against the forces of evil.
Who's it gonna be? Mr. Robot. Lowe's test robots as customer helpers. And I love their promo video. Looks like Daleks from Doctor Who, exterminate. And it's just that I'm sick of going to Republican functions to cover them over the years. And every woman looks like that and talks like that and is so fake. And it's okay to be nice and cheerleaderly, and I get all of it. But, man, we're in a war here, okay? I don't want to make the Democrats squeal. I want to expose their leadership as criminals. And I want to see them prosecuted and thrown in jail. They're trying to put the Liberty Movement in jail for no reason. I mean, this is war. This isn't fun.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
And that's why we continue to lose this country. This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen.
Look around you. Look how far we've come. Humanity wasn't meant to live like this. Our every waking moment, tracked and traced and scanned. It's time to stop submitting. submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
And now Alex will rant about pop culture and this obsession with Justin Bieber and the trendies.
Look, when you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball, the Lady Gaga, the Justin Bieber, who gives you these carbon tax messages. They tell your kids they got to love Justin Bieber, and then Bieber says, hand in your guns, pass the Cybersecurity Act, and, the police state's good, and then your children are turned into mindless vassals who now they look up to some twit instead of looking up to Thomas Jefferson or looking up to Nikola Tesla or looking up to Magellan. I mean, kids, Magellan's a lot cooler than Justin Bieber. He circumnavigated with one ship the entire planet. He was killed by wild natives before they got back to Portugal, and when they got back, there was only like 11 people alive of the 200 and something crew, and the entire ship was rotting down to the waterline. That's destiny. That's will. That's striving. That's being a trailblazer, an explorer, going into space, mathematics, quantum mechanics, the secrets of the universe. It's all there. Life is fiery with its beauty, its incredible detail. Tuning into it. They want to shatter your mind talking about Justin Bieber. If you're a radio listener, in fact, what's the title of it? I forget. It's something like, have a Coney 2012 screening.
Book a screening for Coney 2012.
Book a screening for Coney 2012. It's on YouTube. And if you're a radio listener, you'll just hear the voices. But if you're a TV viewer at PrisonPlanet.tv, they actually jump up and down and go, oh my gosh, so trendy, and we're gonna get Coney, gonna get Coney. And you can tell they're government operatives. They've got like evil in their eyes, you know, hardcore. I mean, their real spirit is, rah, 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 murder Africa, rah, invasion force, rah, release us. Rah. But on the surface, and just cutting this room full of, you know, the trendies all swarming around like piranhas. But again, it's that cover of the armored war mock. It has this cover of, I'm friendly, I'm nice, And it's going after the young people who are in a narcoleptic state are attracted like moths to flame to someone going, war, trendy, invade, help the children, And I mean, and I'm like, and that's where I'm watching more of their videos, and it gets worse. I mean, I'm not joking, folks. And everyone's wearing like pink and little green non-threatening, you know, colors. This is what we face. So this is for college students, and this is what men look like now on average. It's pure evil. They're taking your intellect, your soul, and giving you Michael Jordan and Bieber. Unlock your human potential. Defeat the globalists who want to shatter your mind, your doorways to perception. I want to see you truly live. I want to see you truly be who you are. In fact, now I used to bash men that are all into being big and muscular with tattoos and black on and going, rah. Now I get it. You don't want to be like these people. Okay? Because I used to get mad at guys trying to act tough. No, that's good. Do that. In fact, I think I'm going to just go all out with cut-off sleeves and drive a big fast car and be like, rah. Because, I'm starting to get it.
Men are running to that because they see the armies. At South by Southwest, you go down there, it's literally men in pastels. And part of the effeminate thing is they have these little wispy beards and like bandanas, and they're all walking around bending their wrists going, I mean, I don't know what it is. No, there's men everywhere wearing dresses. I'm telling you, it's like they're just like, New World Order, slaughter me, please. And the New World Order's like, act like a jellyfish coward and giggle at all reality. They're like, yes, yes. Anyways. I don't want my progeny who's coming, my unborn grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to live in this nightmare system these control freaks have created, where these wicked globalists are so threatened by human potential, they poison the water, the vaccines, the food, to turn us into a bunch of slugs, a bunch of lobotomized sloths so they can control us. It is a crime. It is the most jealous, envious, greedy, hateful, sickening thing the New World Order does, and that's why I am so pleased to be committed in the fight against them. Pentagon's like, how do we get the jellyfish into total war? Dance around and prance. You can see black ops guys are just sitting back, cold-blooded. This will work well on them. Good. Increase dosages in water immediately. Send out Trendies to destroy them. There's nothing. I mean, there's nothing the Trendies won't buy. Oh, my gosh. Help me. I mean, folks, if you couldn't see this, I mean, this was prancing. Was it as bad as I said, guys? It was worse. And I ask you to look in the mirror and ask yourselves, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? Once you unlock a mind, once you unlock somebody, then they can unlock their soul. We can't unlock a soul. Only God can do that. But we can unlock minds. And once the mind is unlocked, once the intellect is turned on, then comes the discernment. Then comes the awakening of the soul. Then comes true enlightenment and empowerment. So the globalists seek to make you a bunch of jealous, stunted, weak, backstabbing, gibbering demons. All of us have the lower elements and the higher. We must strive for the higher. Stay with us!
Thank you for tuning into the show tonight and for sticking with us another year. We will see you here again Monday at 7 p.m. Central.
The Molon Lave silver coin, certified by the Provident Mint. This 1 ounce silver round is 0.999% fine silver, inspired by the legendary Spartan King Leonidas and his refusal to lay down arms in defiance of Emperor Xerxes. Molon Lave, that's Greek for come and take it. This is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Act now as supplies are limited. And don't forget, free shipping and a free gift. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. And to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.